And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and rock god Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. Rock god Rick Maxa too with Captain John Conniff from the Islander, talking fishing here and all kinds of good stuff here in Southern California as we are on the brink of explosive Southern California action.
Yeah, I like that, man.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. The stable, you know, it's the cliche thing, the table set, the, you know, guests are here, all those kinds of things. But it's the truth, man. You look off the coast, what's going on right now, fantastic yellowtail fishing up and down the beach. There's very good yellowtail fishing on kelps outside. There's all that bluefin, which we've scratched the surface of, but, you know, it's early. It's May. It's the middle of May still, and there's some really, really good opportunities coming our way. I'm with you, man. I think we are going for one hell of a season this year.
It's coming.
Yeah, no doubt about
it. Right here.
Well, hey, if you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup in the second hour, we want to hear from you. We're talking fishing, talking the Islander, lots of great stuff going on with Captain John Conniff here this morning, and if you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, two ways you can do that, and first is with our local line. That's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. Right now, it's totally packed up. There's going to be lots of shots during this hour to get through. But if you want to get through right now, we do have a toll-free line open. That one's 877-792-1090, 877-792-1090. Like Pete said at the beginning of the show, same deal. I want to wish a very happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there, especially to my mom. And I want to wish a very happy Mother's Day, Mom, for sure.
Indeed. She's one heck of a mom.
Yeah, she's a good one.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Well, again, if you want to get through, that's your line, 877-792-1090. It's open right now.
Yeah, so if we call your dad the Codfather, what should we call your mom?
I always go with Mom.
You know, Mom, okay.
Godmother.
Godmother, yeah. I like that. That's a good one. Let's go ahead and jump into those phones.
You got it, man. Well, they're packed up, and how about this time we talk to Gus? He's calling us from Burbank this morning. Good morning, Gus. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yo, you guys.
Hey,
yo, Gus.
And happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there.
That's right.
Indeed.
You know who you are.
Yes.
Okay. Listen, I have a question. Do you have any predictions or inklings about the wind that we're experiencing most of the time? When's it gonna cut out, you know? Not cut out, but get more to normal.
Oh, man, I wish I had an answer for that. We were talking about that before the show, this relentless wind we've been getting in on here. Hopefully it quits right before we start fishing every day.
Yeah, oh, right.
Wow. Yeah.
Let's just blow it all out this week and then be done with
I'm
it.
I'm with you on that, buddy.
Yeah. Actually, toward the end of the week, Friday doesn't look so bad.
Yeah.
Next weekend.
Looks like Thursday starts to get right.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Thursday was a plenty good day, and then the weekend looks fantastic.
Yeah, it looks fantastic next weekend. So maybe that's the start of it, Gus.
You know, and part of it, too, I think our season started so early. I mean, we were legitimately having, you know, three-quarter day and one day and overnight bluefin fishing. I mean, good trips in April this year, you know, and I think that, you know, we've been, and that's been going on for a month and a half now, and I think that we forget that it's still May, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Our typical tuna season doesn't start till June and July and all these times later that, you know, we get spoiled and forget that we're still in the springtime.
I mean,
this is not unnormal conditions for spring. We're just having unnormally in the middle of our, what feels like the middle of our fishing season already.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, speaking of wind and forecasting and stuff, the forecasters are so good right now. And I got to throw out a big kudos to a website, Windy TY or Windy TV. I've been paying for buoy weather forever.
Same.
Like $79 a year. I think I'm going to cancel it because Windy TY is free and it's more accurate.
It's so good.
It's amazing how good that. Have you used that site?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I do, and the display is super cool.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And you want to see blue. everywhere, right? Blue is your friend on Windy TY because that means there's not much wind. When it starts turning brown, man, it's like, oh, boy.
That is literally...
not when we want to be there.
I shouldn't say this at all, but it's the truth. That is literally how Doug and I write our work schedule for the next week at the Tackle Store. Like we both like are hunkered over the computer and looking at what the forecast is for the week. Like, ooh, I want Wednesday off. Like, okay, well, I'm taking Thursday off. You know, okay, well, I definitely want to work on Tuesday this week for sure because it's going to be blowing 18 knots. But if I can have any day, looks like Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, if you can give me one of those days off, I'm good. And we always base it on the wind for offshore fishing. Yeah. That website's awesome.
It is. And so Windy TV or Windy TY, it's really it's free. If you put your email address in there, you get actually Latin Lawns in there, which and it's still free.
Yeah.
So I don't know how they do it, but
that's a good one.
It's one I want to throw out. Kudos to them.
And I'm with you. I'm the exact same. I've paid $80 a year for buoy weather for the last several years, and it just you know.
We need it.
Yeah. Between Windy TY and Fish Dope, I don't think there's anything else that I
that's
need.
That's all you need.
Because Fish Dope gives you swell and everything else. Windy TY is great for wind, but Fish Dope gives you the swell, obviously, and then the major factor, they give you all the fishing information. But between those two, that's it for me.
That's it. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning, Gus.
All right. Let's jump right back into them and talk to Mark. Mark's calling us from Los Angeles this morning. Hey, Mark, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
What's up, Mark?
Good morning, Rick, Pete, and Captain John. Hey, you touched on the topic of the sharks, and I've had the privilege out at Guadalupe to see them in action before, but I was just curious, with the juveniles on the inside, are the sport boats seeing any more on the outside, more than usual anyway?
Are you talking about at Guadalupe Island?
Well, no, I was just talking about like the day boats, three-quarter day boats. Are they seeing any more sharks than they normally do? On the outside,
you know, I mean, obviously we're up there off San Onofre. They are, but as far as the other guys fishing offshore for tuna, I'm not aware of that.
Maybe on some wet dead whale carcasses.
Yeah,
I know. Keith Poe, the shark tagger guy, he's you know, some of those whale carcasses. He's filmed some of those
video.
Right, yeah, some really cool video on that stuff. So,
but I don't, you know, I mean, I remember, I'm sure everybody's the same. Like when I first started going fishing, you know, and Pete, you I'm sure nailed it with that long line of gill net. Like you used to see, you know, blue sharks and mako sharks. And that kind of, you'd see it all the time. And you definitely don't see that big population of just pelagic sharks offshore. At least it didn't seem like. But
doesn't happen.
Things are cyclical. I mean, I would have said that. That being said, I would have said that blue sharks were all about gone until last year when we had that Desperation Reef fishery for bluefin. Like. And they're not all gone. They're just all there. Like, everyone in the world seemed like it was right there. You know, you'd catch 20 blue sharks to your one bluefin tuna when you're soaking your squids trying to catch a tuna at Desperation last year.
Yeah, but all that's a healthy ecology there. You know, that means things are coming right again.
Yeah.
So
all good.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
a good
don't
thing.
Forget the hammerhead population.
Yeah, that's true, huh?
Yeah, totally. During the El Nino.
Yeah.
That was unreal, wasn't it?
It was crazy.
Yeah, for sure.
It definitely reminds you that some things are very cyclical, too. You know, I mean, sometimes everybody wants to place blame on this thing or that thing or the other, but, boy, when the cycle is just right, those things are here, and when the cycle's not, they're just not. You know, and there's so many environmental people that want to blame this, that, or the other, but, you know, when the cycle's right, things are in your backyard. When it's not, they're just not, period. You know?
But getting rid of long lines and gill nets is the biggest factor.
No doubt.
That's that definitely. That's just bottom line there, especially when it comes to shark, because even though it's an incidental catch, it's there.
Yeah, totally.
Right.
You look at some of those zones down, you know, lower zones in Mexico where they fish for them exclusively, and they're just not there. You
know? No.
You just don't see them, period.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Hey, with that, it's time to find out what's going on the water. It's time for your fishdope.com report. And the man, Captain Dave Hansen, is on the line right now. The Catch Report sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality innovation. And don't forget those killer octopus live bait 4X hooks for your squid fishing. And this guy's the man that knows all about it.
All about it. And, you know, have the music playing because he is in Central, Shark Central there in Dana Point. Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. What's up, Dave?
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Unbelievable, this shark thing that's going on here. Kelly and I went out fishing yesterday for Mother's Day on our skiff, and we witnessed four of them. One of them swimming around one of my favorite little reefs. It's pretty much they're all over the place in like 20 feet of water from
just right at the mouth of our harbor on down to San Onofre. It's pretty insane.
That's crazy.
That is crazy, man. It's kind of an anomaly, right?
Yeah, you know, everyone says they've been here forever. Well, that might be true, but I never saw them before.
Yeah, interesting.
I never saw them before. They're pretty much, you just drive down in 20 feet of water down the coast and keep your eyes peeled. You'll see a big shadow just swimming around.
Sweet.
It's pretty unbelievable, Pete and Rick. But you know what today we got? If you want to fill up your bag with some wind, it's fighting today.
Yeah, it is.
We are out here trying to catch a thresher. We're on our very maiden voyage on the big boat. We got all the everything's done, and we're out here with the bosses, and we're just dragging around some Betamatic here trying to get a thresher. But I bet it's blowing 15 out of the southeast here now. We're at 200 feet of water, and the ocean's white right up here off Aliso.
What are you, nuts, Dave? What are you doing out there?
Making money.
But
that doesn't sound,
you know, it but conditions are starting to get right, especially for your favorite customer there, the Calico Bass, right? Once that
Yesterday was insane bass fishing. It was phenomenal. Kelly got to use her new rod. She probably caught 50 bass herself. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
It was pretty crazy. But the problem is, like I'm saying, this dang wind will not stop blowing, and this week does not look very good for us. It's just same every day here. Wind, 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 and more wind all the way through Thursday, as far as I can see right now on buoy weather. So I don't know, guys. Take a deep breath. Go get your rods and reels all serviced and ready, because when the wind does stop blowing, it's going to be phenomenal.
Yeah, indeed. And fishdope.com, Danny and his team there have been on it. Everything from the bluefin to the calicos to the white sea bass at Catalina and beyond. Fishdope.com is your source. You heard Rick talking about the great links for swell models and such like that, and also chlorophyll and the whole deal on fishdope.com. In addition, that's all included in your membership. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. You have access to Captain Dave Hansen, Mark Wish, and other experts out there on a daily basis. And how do we find you? We want to go fishing.
Well, there's a couple different ways. Like I've been saying last month or so, we got this 65 Hadley all redone, and we're running charters on that for just a little bit more than all the other guys. But you can go on a luxurious 65-foot Hatteras with 20 scoops of bait. Give me a call at 949-374-0786. And if you want to get out on your boat, just learn how to use everything, same thing. Look me up on the web at yoursaltwaterguide.com, and I'll talk to you guys next weekend.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate that.
You got
very
it,
much.
Rick. Talk to you. Thank you.
All right.
Hey, let's jump right back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to John, who's calling us from Bonzel this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Half the question was answered. I was worried about the thresher and mako population.
Mako population.
Yeah. Well, I mean, everybody's out fishing for threshers, and there's makos out there. Is this white shark going to mess with it?
You know, I wouldn't think so. I think mostly what we're dealing with here are juvenile sharks. And, you know, like we were saying earlier, you know, as far as feeding goes, you know, they're looking for small forage fish, bait fish. I don't see these white sharks around having any effect on that shark fishing. I don't. Has anybody hooked one out fishing besides that guy on the pier?
Yeah, right. No. Not that I know of.
And it's illegal to target them too. So if you're fishing in that area, it's don't get caught. If you want to do that. And there's a lot of eyes watching too. So I just
absolutely.
I wouldn't even do it. Yeah.
Cruising on the beach, check them out. High five, cold one. Back to the
Man,
dock.
I think it'd be really cool to cruise on a paddleboard. Up there.
You're nuts. Nuts.
I think it would be cool.
Cool to cruise around in the Parker and check them out on a paddleboard.
Yeah, that'd be good.
You can have that.
Yeah. But, you know, it's hard to say. I mean, we certainly hope that whatever's rebounding the white shark population is rebounding that mako shark population, because they eat sea lions, too.
Yeah.
We're like that.
Can't say it enough time, man. Dump those things off in La Jolla and North Coronado Island. Let them just hang out for let them hang out for a while.
Yeah, for sure.
Develop a sweet tooth.
Yeah, thanks a lot for the call this morning. 858-457-1090. Open right now. You want to get through, there is your chance. Been a busy morning. John's a popular guy. Want to get through and talk to John? There's your shot.
You got it. Hey, let's now talk to Andrew, who's calling us from the Thunderbird this morning. Good morning, Andrew. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, morning, guys. How are you guys doing this morning?
Great.
Fantastic. What's going on?
Nothing. Hey, I was just calling in. You know, we really have been having a banner week here. We did have a couple slow days towards the end of the week, but yesterday we really connected there. I think we ended up with 123 yellows there from San Clemente Island.
Whoa.
When I called in yesterday, I feel like I kind of undergunned them. I called them 8 to 14 pounds, but last night when their guys were pulling them out of the hole, there was a lot more 18 to 20-pounder than there were 8-pounders, so it's been a phenomenal week for us. Actually, week and a half here now.
Wow, has the Navy had any issues? I know it was a busy week over there for war games, but did that cause any problems for you this week?
No, you know what? We maintain a pretty good working relationship with those guys. Obviously, whenever they need anything, we do it promptly, and they do their best to kind of leave us all alone too.
That's great.
I mean, we really, to be honest, I've been at that island every day for the last couple of weeks, and I haven't heard a call from them once.
Wow, that's cool. Just kind of work around their schedule, right? Call them up and make sure that you can get into different areas.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
great. And obviously paying attention, they post everything on their website. We check that every night just to make sure we don't put ourselves in a bad spot and also hold up any ops that they have.
That's great. If a guy were coming fishing with you, Andrew, how should he be prepared? Is that a yo-yo jig thing? Is it a bait fishing thing? How would a guy be prepared to go catch some of that San Clemente yellowtail?
You know, it's funny. Yesterday was the first time that we saw it. Yesterday they were really on the sardine. You know, we've had some real good days this year, but it's all been 100% slider squid up until yesterday. It seemed like the Salus 6X Junior or a flyline sardine was the hot ticket. We ended up running out of sardines and managed to get a few more on squid, but for the first time this year, we're noticing that the sardine was actually doing better than the squid.
That's sweet. Awesome. What a great day, man.
That.
Yeah, that's good.
No doubt. So if somebody wants to jump on the Thunderbird, where are you gonna run from, and what's the schedule?
We're running out of Davies Locker. You can call us at 949-673-1435, or you can go online and make a reservation that way. And we do have a few charters coming up sprinkled through our schedule the next couple weeks, but for the most part, we have overnight trips departing nightly at 9 p.m., like I said, out of Newport in Davies Locker.
Sweet. Good information. Yeah. Thanks, Andrew. We'd love to see that continue through the spring here. That's good fishing.
Yeah, it is. If we can just get a break from this weather, hopefully we can keep at it.
Yeah, right on.
Hey, appreciate the report this morning. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. That's how does that bode for our kayak trips, huh?
That's good.
That sounded good. That's some good information. Good. And on sardines.
Sardines, that makes it so
much better. Oh, boy, bring that up from the Everingham Brothers, man. I think we'd like that to stay. Yeah, for sure. I might add, too, if you want to go on one of those Islander kayak mothership trips, they're very, very limited. You're the only guys that do it.
As far as I know,
you want to go, that's it.
Yeah.
There's an open party trip just before ours, islander-charters.com, and then our charter actually has a handful of spots open, too.
Right.
You can book that right on our website, hookup1090.com, and you just go on our shop page, and you can book it right there, or you can book right online for that other day and a half right on islander-charters.com. If you go on our trip, I know that there's a limited amount of kayaks that they'll rent to you from Fastline, very nominal charge that they'll charge you. They even bring the kayak down for you, which is kind of cool.
That's really cool.
But Ron's going on the trip, and I'm going on the trip. That's an opportunity that's really, really nice for sure, indeed. So wait a minute. Who are we looking at here? Gary? Good morning, Gary.
Hey, Pete.
Hey, Gary Sheebler.
Gary Sheebler?
Yeah, the guy who has the same birthday as Rick
Born on the best day of the year, man.
That's it. It is. Great things were happening on that day.
Wow. So, what's going on in the world's greatest fishing ban world?
You know, I just want to share a quick story, you know, on Mother's Day. My mom, and I'm not sure if there's any guys out there that can relate to this, my mom was the one who taught me how to fish.
Wow.
Up in Long Island. She was an avid angler, used to fish for stripers and blackfish, and she had that look in her eye when she got bit, and I'll never forget that. And so she was the one. My dad would come along, but it was my mom that had the fire. And about 3 years ago, when she passed away, she went downhill real quick. And my sister called me and said that she only had a couple of hours to live. This was on a Tuesday. I was actually planning on going down the following day. I didn't plan on her leaving so quickly. And so I said goodbye to her on the phone, and which was very, very difficult. And I sat down in the couch, and my wife was there, and I was just kind of devastated. And Tuesday nights here in Nashville, I always fish at a bass tournament with Bobby Bear. And she said, "What would your mom want you to do? Sit here and gloat or go to fish the tournament?" And I said she'd want me to go fish the tournament. So we went out that night, and it was dreadfully slow. And around 7 o'clock, I got a bite. I was fishing a jig, and I pulled in a 3-pound bass. And 1 minute later, the phone rang, and it was my sister telling me that my mom had died. And she sent that fish to me.
Wow. That's cool, buddy.
Wow, that's a good story.
And I'll never forget that. So, I'm sure there's a lot of other guys out there whose moms were part of their fishing stories as well, but I just wanted to share that on Mother's Day. Yeah. And I miss her, and I love her, and she's the reason that I fished.
That you have this bug called
that
the fishing
disease,
right? That you sing about and write about,
yeah,
and all that stuff. You know,
exactly.
You know what's funny is not totally similar, but the fire in the eyes you talk about with your mom and the fishing. My dad actually was the one that got me into fishing when I was like 5 or 6 years old. And we had a boat in San Diego, and we used to go albacore fishing back then. And my dad was into the fishing, but he wasn't into the catching, shall we say. My mom was into the fishing. She would get that fire in her eyes when she'd get a bite. I remember she'd go, "I got a bite!" And although she just kind of went along with us to humor us to go on these trips, she wasn't really that into it. But she liked getting a bite, I can tell you that for sure. So
She had the look in her eyes.
She had
like,
the look, that
man.
Fire in the eyes. And, she passed away about 3 years ago, too. But I think about that story with her often about her. So thanks for sharing that with us, Gary. That's a really, really cool story.
I appreciate you guys very much.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, and especially those mothers with that fishing fire in your eyes.
And the ones that put up with us.
Yeah, indeed. Thanks for calling us, Gary. Appreciate that.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more questions about the Islander. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
38 years ago, my parents started Fastlane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others. Share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last 3 decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people. My brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay, sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. And I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there, and we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Landing and find your next adventure.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at SeaforthLanding.com. Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance. Still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
Don't you just love California in the summer? Just remember, if you love California and you love the boat, please wear your life jacket and make sure the people you love wear one too. Love California, Boat California, Save California. Share the love at BoatCalifornia.com.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Let's talk hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Indeed. All right. It's time to give away a Shimano Torium 20 HG. Or how do you say it? A Shimano?
Yeah, no, you got it. Shimano Torium 20 HG.
HG, which is the new version of the Torium. Such an awesome reel.
That's awesome. Yeah, they
an amazing reel.
They nailed it with that reel. It's basically got all of the high-end components that you would expect to find on a reel with a $500 or $600 price tag that you can get for $250 or less. It's an they nailed it. It's great.
Yeah. So everybody that signed up over the last couple weeks that were new subscribers on our email list, letstalkhookup.com, just go to the front page and you click on the email. First of all, I don't feel like we need to reward you, because the reward is that email that Bill Varney's putting together and that we work together.
Job.
It's such a good email. And this week's email had a great story about Whalers Cove Lodge. Really, really fantastic stuff. So if you haven't signed up, sign up for our email list. But those that signed up, we had a great response from that. Lots and lots of response. And, John, go ahead and shuffle that stack and draw one out here and hand it to me. All right. Here we go.
There you go.
All right, and all I have is an email address. I don't know who it is.
Yeah, because we can't really announce the name.
But, but the winner's email address of that Shimano Torium 20 HG reel is bombfisher@gmail.com. Bombfisher@gmail.com. Don't know who that is, but I'm going to send you an email later and get your name and address and send you a Shimano Torium HG
nice.
Reel. So congratulations to that winner, and thank you all for signing up and all those. We're gonna do more contests.
That's cool, man.
Current email subscribers and new email. We're gonna put a lot of contests together to encourage you to be a part of our Let's Talk Hookup family. So thanks for doing that very much. Hey, speaking of the Let's Talk Hookup family, Fisherman's Deli. Who doesn't like to eat fish? Well, there are a few people, but we all like eating fish. And Yanni makes it even better when he puts it together. Yanni from Fisherman's Deli has our recipe of the week. Good morning, Yanni.
Good morning, gentlemen, and happy Mother's Day. How are you guys doing this morning?
Oh, what's up, Yanni? Doing terrific, Yanni. And the thing is, there are a few people that go fishing that don't like to eat fish, but the way you prepare things, you do such a fantastic job. Who wouldn't want to eat one of your dishes?
Thank you, gentlemen. Listen, last week I helped out at the very first CCA tournament, the Battle of the Bays down in San Diego. And I had a chance to introduce all the contestants to grilled fish. We had swordfish and cactus salsa. Now, most people didn't know what was going on. They just stood in line. They got their grilled swordfish and they got their salsas and they ate it. And after I told everybody what they were eating, they just couldn't believe it. They were so pleasantly surprised. I'm telling you, cactus salsa sounds like it's so unusual, but it's a perfect opportunity to actually get to know Mexican cactus dishes. The Mexicans have been eating the cactus for hundreds and hundreds of years. And the combination of cactus salsa and fish is really, really just out of this world. Have you guys ever had cactus before?
I have not.
I have, and it's delicious.
Nopales. Absolutely.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. You know, I just put the new recipe up at Fisherman's Belly. It's available right now. It's so easy to make. Everyone will be really surprised. And it's Mother's Day, so maybe if you're going to be cooking up some fish today for mom or for your wife, hey, check out the new recipe and give it a shot.
Yes, indeed. And you'll send that recipe. We'll have it up on our Angler's Table page at letstalkhookup.com soon. But you can get it right now at Fisherman's Belly.
Thank you, gentlemen. And by the way, it was my mom that taught me how to cook.
Oh.
So if you guys are enjoying these dishes, thank my mom.
Thanks, Mom.
That's cool.
Happy Mother's Day. Thanks, Yanni. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
You bet you guys will. Thank you so much.
All right. Very good. Good job. All right. 858-457-1090. Open right now. You want to get through, there's your chance.
All right. Let's talk to Sam calling us from Irvine this morning. Good morning, Sam. Welcome to Let's Talk Cookup.
Good morning. Great show.
Thank you.
I've always wanted to go out on the Islander. It's just hard to get on. It's a pretty popular boat during the season, but I was looking at your kayak trips, and I didn't find them at first, but I saw that you go to San Clemente Island, and that's mostly a spring thing with you guys. You don't do any during, like, the hot season, during the middle of the year?
No, it's spring mainly because we get the boat switched over around 4th of July, and then we're just back-to-back-to-back out fishing every night. We have done it in the past where we'd run a couple stand-up or offshore fishing trips, and then we'd reconvert the boat back. But we've got racks and swim steps and ladders and skiffs, and it makes it challenging to bounce back and forth between the two. And then, you know, we're pretty much full bore once we get into the swing of things in summer. So, yeah, for that reason, it's a spring thing for us.
That's what's so cool about your trips on the Islander is you have, over the years, developed such a system on that boat. With the step, the huge comfortable step, getting people onto that step out in the ocean, and then the kayak racks, the way you put the kayaks in there, and how fast you can get 22 kayaks in the water, unbelievable.
That's progressed. That used to be quite a process, but now, man, now on that, you know, if we need to move for weather or the neighbor or whatever, we can get everyone on really, really quick.
Yeah,
and it's trying to make the boat versatile is. It's been a lot of work, but we put a lot of equipment between the boom and the swim step and compressors and all this other stuff where it's all pretty streamlined now, and it just gives us the ability, if we wanted to kind of pretty much do whatever we want.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I remember sometime this winter you were kind of going, oh, man, these kayak trips are such hard work, and there's such a lot of effort being – I'm not sure I want to do them anymore. I was like, come on, John, these things are awesome, man. You got to do them. You got to do them. And fortunately for all of us that love those trips – you're doing them, so thank you for that.
Yeah, you know, we love them too. It's a lot of effort, and there is some wear and tear on the boat, but we got all that situated, and we like doing them too. I mean, for us to go out to San Clemente Island, we get everybody off the boat, and not that we don't enjoy having them on the boat, but it's a different deal for us. You know, I can go jump in the water and dive if I want. The guys can fish a little bit. The stress is a different deal. You know, everybody's off the boat. They're their own captain. It gives you time to explore the island, you know, around, watch bald eagles fly. I mean, as a crew, we do enjoy those trips. They are a lot of work, but we would definitely miss them if we didn't do them anymore.
And the kayak just gives you opportunities to fish in areas where just flat out other guys can't, you know, inside spots, boilers, inside kelp areas. I mean, there's definitely some spots that are only accessible by kayak that even, you know, I mean, San Clemente Island doesn't get fished much as it is, and then when it does, it's mostly sport boats, and then the few skiffs that didn't get in there, then there's even lesser areas that those guys can get. So I mean, you're really fishing in spots where very few other people have ever got to fish.
Yeah, the calico bass fishing there on these trips is insane. We had a couple guys last year, and that's all they do, you know, is calico bass fish. And they were, I don't know, right under 200 fish for the day.
Oh, my gosh. You know, wow.
And they're good fish, too. Yeah, you get in there and fish boiler rocks in 3 feet of water, and you're catching those, you know, 4 to 8 pound fish.
That's so cool.
You know, it's like it's record good setting pace of fishing. Oh, you can't do it on a boat. You just, you physically can't. So it's pretty cool. That's the apex of that kind of fishing.
No doubt.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. I hope you can go with us, Sam. I hope you can join us on one of those trips. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Next up, let's talk to Carl. And is that Reedley that Carl's calling from? Good morning, Carl. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Happy Mother's Day to you all. It's a pleasure being a first-time caller. And you guys are one of the most informative stations I've ever found for fishing.
Where is Reedley, California?
Reedley is located in between Fresno and Visalia in Central California. It's a fruit basket, I guess, of the world.
Cool.
That's
so
cool.
It's a pretty neat place.
And you're listening to us on the Internet or the app?
On the app.
All right. The Mighty 1090
app. In the living room. I was telling your screener that my kids got me a tablet. I didn't know what I was going to do with it, and now I don't know what I do without it.
That's cool, Carl. All
the reason I'm calling is, how did you guys do on the Tony trip out of San Felipe last week?
They had a great trip. In fact, if you go to our website, hookup1090.com, and you go to the bottom, you'll see a great story that Tommy P. wrote about the trip. And they had some yellowtail, smaller grade yellowtail, but they epic leopard grouper fishing or a cabrilla fishing. Unbelievable
awesome.
Cabrilla
yeah.
fishing.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I'm scheduled to go on the trip next weekend, so I was looking for a report to see how it was doing.
Yeah.
I was checking your site. I was also checking the Longfin and Tony's site to see if anybody had posted anything. And so thank you for the heads up and the information. I appreciate it. I will definitely look at the website.
Yeah, read that story. It's a good story.
I will.
Thanks, Tommy, for being a great host on that. And have a great trip, and thanks for listening to us there in Reedley, California. We'll have to make a cruise through there sometime.
I'll tell you, if Carl looks at that photo with Tony Jr. and Tommy P. holding those big cabrillas, it'll get extra fired up.
Oh,
that's
a
great shot.
Yeah,
really
have a
cool.
great trip, Carl. Thanks for the call.
Hey, next up, let's talk to Grant, our buddy Grant, calling from San Carlos this morning. What's up, Grant?
Well, good morning, boys. I just wanted to take a moment and acknowledge my wife and the mother of our son for 37 years of support of the addiction.
Yeah.
She
puts up with a lot, man.
Well, yeah, I know. More than you even know. But, a shout-out to all the moms, girlfriends, wives that support our chronic addiction, because where would we be without them?
Yeah, no of course. And your son, Ryan, of course, our phone guy for many, many years, has gone back to school and retired from the phones. But he's making a comeback at the San Diego County Ford Dealer Live Remote Broadcast as the cast master. He is going to be running the casting contest this coming Saturday at Encinitas Ford. So it'll be nice to see Ryan come back for that.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. And you know, one quick note on the sharks. One thing we all know, and they can be a pain in our sides, but when we see sharks, that means there's some fish around more often than not. So that's a good sign.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And there's a lot of bait. And, you know, that was one of the things, Grant, I was talking about this yesterday at the Everingham Brothers bait receiver. They were talking about how much anchovy there is around, just everywhere. That can't be bad, right, John?
No.
Roger that.
Yeah. It's good that there's sardine to fish with, but the amount of anchovy around, I mean, a lot of fish like eating anchovy, including albacore,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, albacore
and bluefin.
And anchovy are strong.
Yeah. A lot of that bluefin that you caught last year, you guys, was on that ball, those balls of anchovy too, right?
Oh, yeah.
And that made for the most not only spectacular catching, but the most spectacular shows, you know, you could ever see when those things get those anchovy balls all pushed up to the surface and big foamers on it. I hope we get another shot at that this year.
Yeah. Are we going to see you at that live broadcast next Saturday at Encinitas Ford to help out your son?
That could very well happen.
Okay.
That could very well happen. You know, Rick, I'm sure you remember this just going back 1 year ago today, just about, or when we were chasing that yellowtail down off of Rosarito, and the fish weren't quite on that anchovy. But do you remember how much anchovy was in there? It was black down there a year ago this time.
Yeah, it was crazy. You know, those big giant balls of bait get pushed in between the islands and the beach, and Yeah, exactly. You nailed it. It looks like you're looking at black water with those big schools of Chovy in there. I just, man, I hope we get another shot at that.
Oh, yeah. And also, I'll tell you what, Captain Fred Huber on the Daily Double can't be upset that there's a lot of anchovy in the
no
receiver
doubt.
Right now, right? That stuff for half day is gold.
Magic,
huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really great. So good things to come, Grant, once we get through the wind.
Yeah, good call, Grant.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, take care, you guys. Have a great day.
Well, happy Mother's Day to your lovely wife, and we'll see you at Encinitas Ford.
Roger that.
All
thanks,
right.
Guys.
Thank
see
you for the call this morning.
All right. Let's jump right back into him. We're going to talk to Kenny. Kenny's calling us from that 858-457-1090 number. What's up, Kenny?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Doing great. Good morning.
Just want to say happy Mother's Day to everybody. Hey, I had a comment about the Sharks, but first I wanted to give Yanni and Gary, Scott, two thumbs up for the hall shows. It's a big, big hit that my family likes to do every year.
Sure.
Yeah, as far as you guys, everybody talking about these Sharks, what I call it is pest control. I mean, I have taken one Mako in my lifetime here. Years ago on the Phantom, we did have the Mako stakes that night on the boat. It was great. But I really respect them, and we just got to kind of, you know, back off on them. Just watch them. It's like everybody's saying.
Yeah. No, good advice. And you know how I feel about that. I'm not for shark hunting or killing myself. And, I don't say that anybody that wants to do that, that's their choice and such like that. But one of the things that really changed my mind about sharks was going on one of those shark trips at Guadalupe Island and being in the cage, in the water, with those great lights. And you realize what an amazingly special creature those things are, right, John?
Yeah. I mean, I'd say across the board, that white shark is one of the most fascinating animals in the world. And they are, you know, they're vulnerable for being such an epic, big apex predator. At the end of the day, when you put man in the equation, they're vulnerable. They
yep.
really, really are.
Yep.
I mean, I honestly think were we not doing at that island what we're doing, you know, having a presence there that time of year, I guarantee you those things would start to disappear.
Yes.
You know, the black market, I mean, what you can get for a pair of shark jaws off a 16-footer.
No kidding.
Yeah. I mean, it's tremendous.
You're like the watchdogs.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's kind of a... It just works out that way, but I guarantee it, were we not there, those things would disappear. They, you know, not all of them, but they would slowly start to.
Yeah, sure. Which would just be tragic.
It would. I mean, as far as a congregation or an aggregation of those animals, there's no other place on the entire planet like that place.
And you talk about, well, geez, how are they going to get all those things? Look what they've done with the rhinos in Africa. Here's a species that's so protected and down to almost like handful numbers of animals, but yet they still poach them. They're still able to poach them and still able to kill them because the horns are worth more than gold. An ounce of horn is worth more than an ounce of gold.
Right.
That's the sad thing is. And the more money they get for different things, fins or jaws or whatever, it makes predation on those things by man more vulnerable. So by opening up the visual and getting people in the water to feel them and see them gets just that much more protection, I think, for them.
Yeah, for sure. And there's a lot of research going on just in the North Bay of that island. And you know, fortunately, we all kind of aid that process just by being there as far as transportation or logistics or backup for a lot of the research efforts coming out of Mexico and the United States. So,
yeah.
Just the whole deal is good for
them. And I would highly encourage you to try, if you haven't done it and you have an interest in that, get on one of those Islander shark trips.
That's got me fired up.
Yeah.
Man.
I'm telling you, it'll be one of the great experiences of your life. And your trip's at $3,100. It's not a cheap trip, but you'd only take 16 people, right?
Yeah, it's 16
people is like wide open on the Islander. My gosh.
It is. For a boat that sleeps 33, 16 is, you know, it's a half load of people.
Yeah.
And it's a cool, intimate experience, and you get as much dive time as you can handle. And, you know, the experience, you know, in my opinion, is very much worth it.
Yeah, and that's the key, is time in the water.
Totally.
If you go on some of these boats that take larger groups, you're not going to get that time in the water and the personal attention you're going to get on the Islander.
No, not at all. I mean, if you have even a slight interest in these things, you know, we run the full gamut from just ocean enthusiasts to professional photographers to you know, big time film crews, and I think everybody walks away from that trip just, you know, kind of with their mouth with their jaw dropped.
Yeah, and you mentioned the international flavor of it, too. When I went on a trip, it was with mostly with people from England. Right. And it was a crack-up, man. It was like, they made me even try Vegemite, which, oh, my gosh, how can they eat that stuff, right? But anyway, I would encourage you, islander-charters.com, and if you have an interest, do it while you can.
Yeah, no doubt. That's cool. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's going fishing aboard the Liberty. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit in Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We are truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect up to four anglers, or the Impulse, up to six anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, and our staff will dial you in. We even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. Our deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. Hey, need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalandy.com for more details.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner of a three-quarter day trip going fishing aboard the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing is going to Kenny in Hawaiian Gardens. Kenny, congratulations. As we said before, you'll love fishing on that Liberty.
Oh, such a great operation at Fisherman's Landing. And come the end of this week, I think weather's going to get better and they're going to get back on the fish. John, great show.
Great job.
Never
man.
Enough time to talk about all the great things on the Islander. If somebody wants to go on a kayak trip, wants to go on a fishing trip or a shark diving, cage diving trip, how do we check it out?
You can go to the website at islander-charters.com, or you can call our office at 619-224-4388.
All right. Very
and
good.
And I need to also say Happy Mother's Day to my wife.
All right. Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. And you're going to get ready for your daughter's 9th birthday.
Yes. Happy birthday, Marika.
Happy
she's
birthday.
Listening.
Yeah, indeed. Thanks, John. Good luck on
thank
the trip
you.
This summer with the Islander. And thank you for listening today. Hey, next Saturday, the big event at San Diego County Ford Dealers Live Remote at Encinitas Ford. That's going to be a great time. We're getting first chance to get that that great pair of grand prizes along with that trip in the Blackjack and all the other stuff that we're going to start giving away. That's this coming Saturday, May 20th, with Captain Mark Wheeler from Encinitas Ford and Ken Corwin from Ken's Custom Reels. Then next Sunday, Harold, Mike, and Steve from Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea will be here in the Mighty 1090 studio. Thanks for listening today. Have a great week, and stay tuned now to the Mighty 1090. CS Keys is next. See you next week.